760 WJR. We are live from the Rensen at the Winter Garden. It is the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. It is a picture-perfect weekend in the city of Detroit. The cars going by, practice sessions for the Indy Next Series. The Indy Car Series practice goes at about 3 o'clock today, so if you're heading on down, you do have some time to come check out the cars racing on the track pretty much till about 5:35 today or so. Plenty of racing in downtown Detroit this weekend. To help us talk about all of it, our good friend Jim Campbell, Vice President of Performance and Motorsports for GM for General Motors. Jim, it is so good to see you, my friend.
It's great to see you and the team here. It's a beautiful day out. The cars are on the track. You can hear them roaring by here where we're sitting in this Renaissance Center area. And we got a lot of our products around the track this weekend, so we love it.
Before we get into the products, Jim, I have to say, if this whole Vice President of Performance and Motorsports thing doesn't work out for you, you do have a future in commercials. The commercial that you have right now running for the Detroit Grand Prix, we run it on Fox 2 all the time. It is a great commercial.
I think you're probably getting sick of it, is what
you
really mean.
No, I love it. It is enthusiastic. It is promoting the city. It is promoting the track. I was like, we need more of this. We need more Jim Campbell promoting stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, our whole company, everybody in our company, we got great support from Mary Barra, Mark Royce, our whole leadership team, to support and support this race here in the city of Detroit. And since we got back into the IndyCar Series in 2012, we made a commitment to run this race and have racing in the city of Detroit of all sorts. And so the enthusiasm that we're trying to show here is that it's exciting. It's exciting to actually see race cars on Jefferson Avenue going west at almost 185 miles an hour, doing a hairpin turn at Griswold, back around by the Joe Louis Fist and Hart Plaza, and then down Bates behind the Rensen to finish their lap. We love it, and so I'm trying to convey the excitement because I was thinking about this the other day. It was a long winter in Michigan. It was cold, and we were waiting for days and weekends like this. And so this is a great weekend, I think, for families and friends to get together and come on down downtown Detroit, check out this world-class racing. So much to do for the family and your friends, and let's get out of the house. Let's come downtown and enjoy some racing.
No doubt. And one of the things that stands out to me about it is the enthusiasm of it, but it really kind of showcases what these drivers will be going through. And you can imagine, maybe you're watching TV and you're not the biggest race fan in the world, but when you walk through what these drivers are going through, I think that does come through the television screen to even the non-race fans. Yeah, I want to go down there.
Yeah, if you're a hardcore race fan, some of the best racers in the world will be here in Detroit this weekend. If you've never been, it's a great weekend to come down and discover something new. Performance, motorsports, racing, and then I think you had Todd Christensen on earlier in a previous program. He talked about all the things you can do off track. And so there's just a lot to do. You can come down to Detroit and really enjoy the weekend.
The Indy Pace car, the Corvette that was at the pacing the Indianapolis 500 here this week too, correct?
That's right. Corvette ZR1X, and I think you had a chance to check it out at Indianapolis at the Motor Speedway. We brought those pace cars here to Detroit, and they'll pace the races on Sunday and actually the IndyCar race on Sunday and then all the races this weekend, including the Saturday IMSA race. So it's going to be fun. We got a couple of our colleagues are going to take the wheel for the opening laps of the honorary pace car drivers, both Ken Morris, who's one of our senior vice presidents in engineering. He's going to drive on Sunday before the IndyCar race, and then Tony Roma, who leads engineering for all of our global Corvette entries and our high-performance rear-wheel drives. He's going to pace the race for IMSA on Saturday. So it's going to be really fun, and it's going to be a great weekend.
You know, we talk about the Chevy bow tie on top of the Rensen and all the signage here, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. And this race means something to General Motors. This race means everything to the employees that put so much work into this all year long and taking things from the race car, from the racetrack to showrooms all over. We talk about it a lot, but you know, engines that are in these cars are built here. You know, I mean that means something.
That they are, and we really like to, when we race on the racetrack, we do learn, and we take those learnings and we apply them to build better, cars and propulsion systems for our showroom. But the race engines we prepare for these race cars in Pontiac, we prepare the Corvette Z06 GT3R pace car race car engine there. It's a 5.5 liter flat plane crank. We do that right there in Pontiac. We do the Cadillac engines built there as well by our craftsmen that hand build these engines. And then in Plymouth, Michigan, with our partner Ilmor, they assemble our Chevy IndyCar engine, which is a 2.2-liter direct-injected twin-turbo V6 that the Chevrolet, half the field will run Chevrolets. So all those engine builders and their families are going to come down, and they're going to see their work on track. It's going to be really fun. And this is a huge team effort across all the departments at our company, and we love performance and racing. And you're going to see a lot of our employees down here, a lot of our partners in the car business, some of our suppliers are going to be here to support this event. And so it's going to be a great chance to visit with everybody, and then a lot of family and friends coming down too. So we invite everybody to come down. As Bud Danker said, almost half of the circuit is free. And if you want to get a general admission ticket, I talked to Michael Montre this morning. He said there's still some general admission tickets. Go to DetroitGP.com.
Easy for you to say out there, right?
you can get access to some of those tickets.
Talking to Jim Campbell, the Vice President of Performance and Motorsports for General Motors. And Jim, Bud was also talking about the growth of this sport and the increase. And there's no sport that is growing at the pace that IndyCar is. And there's so much personality. There's so much enthusiasm for the sport. Do you feel it when you're going around and talking to all the different teams and manufacturers and everything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. For example, yeah, no question about it. And I'll say, coming off the Indy 500 last weekend with, I think the peak ratings were somewhere around 8 million people on TV were viewing. There's probably 350,000 people there. The excitement and momentum was really building that weekend is now here in Detroit. And I had a chance to visit and say hello to almost all the race teams from all the different manufacturers. And I want to say welcome to Detroit. But I can feel from them, too, that they feel that momentum in the sport, whether it's IndyCar or IMSA sports car or the Indy Next.
You know, I'm going to talk to some IMSA sports car drivers coming up in the next segment, too. Like, every series feels a little bit different, like what the skill set is. And the engines, the cars, are those different in your space as well? Like, what you're learning out of all the different series of cars?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for example, in the IMSA sports car series, the Corvette that we race is related very directly to the Corvette Z06 we sell in the showroom. Mm. It's like 80-85% of the parts are exactly the same.
It's
and then
crazy.
We have some latitude in the rules where we can do some specific race parts. In the case of Cadillac, that engine and the engine technology is something that we apply in our production vehicles. And then the styling cues, it's not a car we sell in the showroom, but the styling cues are all Cadillac. And then for IndyCar series, you know, it's the only open wheel race series in the U.S. That is focused primarily on the U.S. And so in there, we run a Chevy engine that I talked about earlier. And so the technology, we get technology learnings from that engine development and fine tuning those engines to deliver a great combination of power and durability and efficiency for racing. Those same principles and how we develop that engine apply to the production cars and trucks that we sell. So. They do all have a little bit different role, but the key is that we're learning in every series and trying to apply those learnings back over to production. And as I've said to you before here, a lot of the engineering tool sets is the biggest learning ground, mm-hmm. whether it's CFD, the way we do aerodynamic development, simulation, tire modeling. We hone these tools in racing at a very fast pace. We hone them and use them to our best advantage in racing. And then when we're doing a production vehicle, we apply those same tools how we develop production vehicles, and we're better for it.
How do you keep it all straight, Jim? I mean, you got a lot going on with the IndyCar, with all this going on. You've got Cadillac and the F1. I mean,
one thing for those who do come down this weekend, and Todd may have talked about it, but at our New World headquarters, which is at the Hudson's Detroit site on Woodward Avenue, at entrance one, it's open all weekend. It's open to the public. And we have displays of all of our Cadillac and our Chevrolet race cars that we race around the world.
Wow.
So you can go in there and check out all the things that Chevrolet and Cadillac are racing. Plus, we have simulators for the kids and the big kids. And you get to, you know, test your skills in the sim there in entrance one. So stop by and check it out.
Good night, everybody. We're heading over there right now.
All right.
Jim Campbell, you're the best. The Vice President of Performance and Motorsports for General Motors, always kind enough to give
Thanks,
us a couple
Ryan.
Of minutes. Jim,
Good
we appreciate you and everything you do for the city of Detroit. We're taking a break. Come right back. 760 WJR.